In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 2nd Perek of Masechta Yedot. The Mishnah begins, Shloshah Dvarim Amar Rabbi Shmuel. There were three matters, really under one halacha, that Rabbi Shmuel stated, V'lo hadola Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagreed with it. And they are Hashum, which refers to garlic, and what they would do, they would crush garlic, and then the juice that came out of it, they would, say, dip food in it. The Haboser, Boser refers to unripe grapes. As well, they would, again, they would crush them, and then they would dip food in the juice that would come out. Vehamelilot, this refers to, like, unripe grain. And they'd do a similar process with a crusher, and the juices that come out, they would dip food in it. The Mishnah says, if shiriskan bimbo odion, if they were already crushed before Shabbos, and they were crushed in such a fashion such that the slowly the juice would be coming out, and this process would continue on to Shabbos. Mishnah says, Sherebi Yeshmal Omer Yigmor Mishatechshach. There was nothing wrong with taking those juices that have come to continue to flow after Shabbat. Now, normally, there's a gzera of what's called Mashkim Shazavo, which means that if you're dealing with, say, a fruit, and there are juices that are dripping out of it, and this drips out on Shabbat, you wouldn't be able to drink from that fruit. The concern is that someone wouldn't be maybe unsatisfied with the amount of juice, or they're enjoying the juice, and they're trying to squeeze the fruit to get more out of it and violate a malacha of Shabbos. So, but Rabbi Shmuel says, when it comes to these three things, since they were crushed prior to Shabbat, even if someone would go ahead and then try and squeeze it more to get more juice out, they wouldn't violate the malacha d'oraita, the issur of schita. However, Rabbi Kiva says, lo yigmor, one would not be able to enjoy from the juices that come out of it. That is because he treats it no different to any other mashkin shazav or any other liquids that would come out of, say, fruits and the like on Shabbat. Kati adds one more point here, though, that with according to Rabbi Akiva that he would actually agree with Rabbi Shmuel. There's nothing wrong with the liquids continuing to come out and collect during Shabbat. It's just Rabbi Akiva says one cannot enjoy from those juices. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Shloshah Dvarim Amru Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. There were three matters that were said before Rabbi Akiva. Shnai Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, two in the name of Eliezer, Vechad Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. And the other one was in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua. So what are they? Shnai Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, which is as follows. Yotzet Isha, that a woman is allowed to go into Rishut HaRabim, Be'ir Shel Zahav. This is a type of golden crown that was a jewelry, but it almost resembled the city of Yerushalayim. So normally, we learned this back in Masechta Shabbat, that there is a concern that for women to go out wearing particular jewelry, I mean, in Rishut HaRabim, in the public domain, is that as they're going, they might actually remove it to show someone that piece of jewelry and then carry in the Rishut HaRabim, in the public domain, and violate the prohibition of carrying on Shabbat. However, Rabbi Eliezer understands that this Ir Shel Zahav was a type of jewelry that was only really worn by an Isha Chashuvah, a dignified woman. It wouldn't be the practice of such women to start removing the jewelry in the public domain to show other people. So consequently, this type of jewelry, there would be no problem wearing it in Rishut HaRabim. However, Kati points out here, the halachas like the Star Mishnah, that really no woman would be able to go with this special Ir Shel Zahav. The next is Mafriche Yonim Psulim La'edot. We learned about this back in Masechta Sanhedrin. Well, there are two explanations also not there about what Mafriche Yonim are, but these individuals are not allowed to, because constitute Gezel Midrabanan, rabbinic theft, and that's why they're considered invalid to act as Edim. So all the two explanations we learned then, one is that Mafriche Yonim, literally they would race pigeons, and that was a form of gambling. The other one was they would attract pigeons using various techniques in order to attract them and basically take them, and that would be a guess with the Rabbanan as well. In the final case, Ve'chad Mishum Rebbe Yehoshua, there was one other matter that was said before it became the name of Yehoshua, and that is Hasheretz Befi Achulda. If there's a sheretz, which is one of the, he referring to one of the a dead sheretz, which is one of the teeming creatures that is actually a source of tumah, and it's in the mouth of a chulda and a weasel, and the chulda is racing through a rishut. It can even be rishut hayachid, we'll learn about in a minute, I mean even a private domain. Umahalechet algei kikarot shel truma, and it's walking over, this weasel's walking over loaves of truma. There's a doubt now, safek naga, safek lo naga. We have a doubt whether this source of truma came into contact with a truma. Now, truma tmeya, one's not allowed to eat. A korn not allowed to eat. It's a serious prohibition, which we learned about previously. So how do we deal with this situation? Mishnah says, safek tahor, or sveiko tahor, sorry, that because this is what's called tuma uverd, because the tuma itself is in transit, and it's not resting, the halacha is that in the case of tuma uverd, we deal with those cases of safek, we treat it as being tahor. The ruling is we don't have to assume, we don't have any concern, we have to assume that any of the tuma that this weasel walked across would be tabe. And this is even in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the reason why I say even Rosh Hashanah is because we learned previously that tzafek tuma, a doubt ring and tuma truta rabim, we generally rule as being tahor, and if it's in Rosh Hashanah in a private domain, it would be tame. However, we just learned now that if it's a tuma overet, if we're dealing with this tuba that's in transit, it's not stationary, and there's a doubt regarding its contact, we even Rosh Hashanah would rule that it is tahor. Those are Mishnah today.